Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory is currently in effect until early Thursday morning. A chance for some freezing rain and rain showers likely today, staying cloudy with a high nearing 37. Easterly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. More rain and snow showers likely overnight with a low around 24. North winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. And sunshine on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 32 degrees.
Many Nebraska schools closed Wednesday, including Diller O'Dell and Southern. Both closed Wednesday with no evening activities.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, a researcher at Kansas State University has officially been awarded $580,000 of a $2.5 million grant to help study how diseases spread under complex conditions. WIBW reports that the professor Katerina Scoglio, a professor in the Mike Wagner's Department for Electrical and Computer Engineering, received the grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to study long-distance dispersal and disease spread of six model hosts and pathogens. The total project is worth $2.5 million and is led by Oregon State University Professor Christopher Mundt. But Kansas State University will be responsible for the $580,000 portion of the grant. The study will be testing the current theory regarding epidemic spread in simplified conditions of a single outbreak site, uniform hosts to determine epidemic responses, along with studying multiple outbreaks, complex host communities, and different sources of transmission during epidemics that were caused by pathogens with long-distance dispersal. Good America Network News.
Say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
It was a record day on Monday for the Kansas Highway Patrol as troopers across the state worked three different fatality crashes that involved three deaths, all in southern portions of Kansas. As KAKE News reports, the first one was at 9:30 a.m. on Monday in Dodge City when a Cadillac SUV went into the northbound ditch. The driver overcorrected across the highway, went into the southbound ditch, and rolled the vehicle. The driver, 56-year-old Marka Berger, was ejected from the vehicle and died at the scene. The second was located near U.S. 283 Junction, west of Ashland, Kansas, around 11 a.m. on Monday, when an eastbound semi-truck left the roadway and went into the southern ditch and also overturned. The 42-year-old driver from Dodge City was taken to a hospital where he later died. Kansas Highway Patrol is still investigating the incident and said that the driver was not wearing the seatbelt at the time of the crash. The third fatality happened around 3 p.m. on Monday on U.S. 400 near Fredonia when one vehicle crossed the center line and hit another vehicle, and the 18-year-old driver from Wichita died at the scene. The 44-year-old victim of Parsons suffered potentially serious injuries and was transported to a Wichita hospital.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the Nebraska legislative session officially underway, there's been multiple different requests to change some of the rules in the state legislature, including 58 possible changes to the permanent rules that govern them. As KNOP News Channel 2 reports that many of the proposals were presented by Hastings State Senator Steve Holloran, with one of them including the recording and announcement of all votes cast in the election of the Speaker, Standing Committee Chairpersons, the Chairperson and Vice Chairperson of the Executive Board, along with six elected members of the Executive Committee. Currently, those elections are being held by secret ballots, but he says that secret ballots for leadership positions are contrary to the value and transparency on which the state's legislature was founded. At the same time, Nebraska State Senator Rick Holdcroft of Bellevue has officially introduced a bill that would require video surveillance of voting and provide requirement for paper ballots, vote scanning devices, and voting tabulating equipment in the state. They say the Election Act would help with transparency in general election ballots across the state of Nebraska.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A proposal for a wind farm in the Janson and Plymouth areas in southeast Nebraska drew a packed house of some 130 residents last Thursday to a Jefferson County planning and zoning meeting. Up to 90 turbines could be added, with a wind farm already in operation in the Diller area of Jefferson County with the Steel Flats operation. Noting less restrictive rules and regulations than some other counties, protection of the health, safety, and welfare of local residents should be a priority, according to spokespersons, while others from the Diller area commented that ag land values have not been impacted in 10 years of operation, noting several new residences have been built since. The next meeting is January 26th, where the committee will possibly decide on recommendations to the Jefferson County Board. U.S. 36 and K-63 highways at Seneca were closed for several hours Tuesday morning after a Union Pacific train collided with a semi-truck at a crossing in Seneca, blocking the tracks east of town. The truck was backing at Fairview Mills south of the tracks between 6th and 7th Streets, with the collision damaging the front grille and fender. The highway crossing remained closed through early afternoon when the tracks were cleared. No injuries were reported. Washington County authorities reported a break-in and theft at the transfer station in Washington County Monday morning. Two individuals were caught on camera as they broke into the office and stole three large tubs of copper wire and various tools, as well as a Ranger side-by-side. The Ranger was later recovered. They're asking for public assistance identifying the masked individuals involved, with a camera shot posted on the Washington County Emergency Management Facebook page. Nemaha County authorities Saturday evening advised of a suspect at large in the area of K-63 and K-71 highway, updating Tuesday that all subjects pertaining to the incident are accounted for and the situation is considered to be resolved. Nemaha County Sheriff's Office took one subject into custody as a result. Christian E. Gonzalez, age 27, of Seneca, was booked into jail Saturday for interference with law enforcement, fleeing and eluding, and transporting open container. The incident began when a vehicle attempted to flee and elude a deputy, and Gonzalez was taken into custody a short time later. Gabriela Gonzalez, age 42, of Hiawatha, was booked into Nemaha County Jail on Sunday on a Nemaha County bench warrant revoking bond. She remains in custody. Bond has been denied. Among a series of calving schools, K-State Department of Animal Sciences, in conjunction with Research and Extension, will host a workshop this Thursday evening, January 19th, at the Mankato Community Center. The program will outline overall calving management strategies, as well as tips to handle difficult calving situations. Additional information is available online at ksubeef.org or through the Post Rock Extension District Office at 785-738-3597. The first baby of a new year born in Marshall County at Community Memorial Healthcare was a baby boy born last Wednesday at 10:53 a.m. to Caitlin Harris and Austin Lawrence of Marysville. CMH reported 61 births at the local hospital in 2022. Marshall County Democratic Central Committee is to meet Thursday evening at 7 at Marysville City Hall to consider candidates for and recommend a nomination for county treasurer to fill the unexpired term of Jamie Ellenbecker, who's announced retirement effective February 28th. Nominees must be a registered Democrat as of the November general election. Interested parties may contact Chair Jim Swim Jr. Public may attend the meeting Thursday evening, but only committee members will ask questions and vote. Many Nebraska schools closed Wednesday, including Diller O'Dell and Southern. Both closed Wednesday with no evening activities. Lloyd D. Hall, age 78 of Waterville, passed away January 14. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lloyd Hall. Robert O. Butch Williams, age 80 of Wymore, passed away January 13. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Butch Williams. Thomas B. Bones Cook, age 63 of Baileyville, passed away January 14. Funeral service is planned Thursday, 10:30 at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca. Burial in the Sacred Heart Catholic Church Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday evening, 5 until 7 at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Thomas Bones Cook. James S. Skip Bronkhurst, age 53 of Greenleaf, passed away January 13. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. With visitation Friday, 2 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Skip Bronkhurst. Delta J. Bartles, age 88 of Blue Springs, passed away January 13. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore. In charge of arrangements for Delbert Bartles. William R. Mattson, age 72 of Waterville, passed away Monday. Private service held with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for William Mattson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tuna patties, cornbread, mac and cheese, Normandy blend, and pineapple. Tomorrow, pulled pork, sandwich, tater tots, cucumber salad, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory is currently in effect until early Thursday morning. A chance for some freezing rain and sleet possible today, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Easterly winds staying very breezy between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Rain and snow showers will continue overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s, and north winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Areas may see up to 1 inch of snow and between 1 and 2/10 of an inch of ice. Staying sunny but breezy throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies over Thursday night, staying cooler with our lows in the lower to upper teens. More sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid 40s. And cloudy skies over Friday night with our lows in the mid teens and lower 20s. And clouds linger throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 70, the average low 18, the record low 16 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening at 5:31. A very light rain just beginning here at studios in Marysville. Temperatures at the freezing mark 32 degrees, so look out if we got any colder, could be some slick areas, and any precipitation could turn into a winter mix. That is kind of the story. Indications by radar. Anything I-70 and south is rain to moderate rain showers this hour. That includes a good portion of east-central Kansas. we're in that mix area along the Kansas-Nebraska state line, but the precipitation is very light, indicated by radar. Snow remains further to the north and west. The western two-thirds of Nebraska, for the most part, seeing snow activity. A little bit trickles down into the far northwest corner of Kansas, but that is dissipating. Again, stay apprised of changing weather conditions with precipitation, perhaps a winter mix, and with temperatures hovering at or around the freezing mark. Some slick spots could be encountered today. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 18th of January. KNDY News Time 719. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's a marvelous night for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's 15th Annual Musical Review, morning, noon, and night at the Replay Lounge, Friday, January 20th and Saturday, January 21st at 7 p.m. at Venue 36 in Marysville, where 39 local musicians will take you from morning, noon, to night. Tickets are on sale at marshallcountyarts.org or by calling 75-859-4260. Reserved seats are $40 and general admission is $25. Support the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and experience quality local entertainment.
Rafa out at the Australian Open and Houston handles business. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A major upset at the Australian Open. American Mackenzie McDonald ousted a clearly hurting world number one Rafael Nadal in straight sets 6-4, 6-4, 7-5. Nadal unable to play through a hip injury he suffered in the second set. McDonald after the upset.
I'm really happy with how I started that match. I thought I was playing really well, serving great, returning well too. I was really taking it to him. Hate that forehand in the third set there. It was actually pretty tough to stay mentally engaged a little bit there, but I found a way to just pull it out.
Our thanks to Australian Open TV. American Francis Tiafoe also advanced in straight sets. Top 25 college basketball, top-ranked Houston at Tulane. Early first half, Cougars guard Marcus Sasser got on the board.
12 to shoot. Shed, right wing Sasser. Sasser on the bounce, off the dribble for three. Got it. Sasser's first points of the night.
The call on KPRC, Sasser led the Cougars with 23 points in an 80-60 decision. Continuing with top 25 men's action, upset-minded number 13 Kansas State had to hold on after going up one on second-ranked Kansas with 24 seconds left in overtime.
Here's the inbounds. Harris, 10 seconds to go. 9 seconds. He's got it at center circle. 6 seconds to go. He'll drive to the left, towards the baseline. Loses the ball. 1 second to go. It's over. Kansas State has won the game.
The call on Learfield. The Wildcats took the lead on a Keontae Johnson dunk, shocking the in-state rival Jayhawks 83-82. Number 4 Alabama handled Vanderbilt 78-66. 12th-ranked Iowa State upset number 7 Texas 78-67. And number 9 Tennessee beat Mississippi State 70-59. NBA, Nikola Jokic logged his 13th triple-double of the season. The Nuggets dispatched Portland 122-113. Milwaukee beat Toronto 130-122. The Kevin Durant-less Nets lost their third straight, 106-98 to San Antonio. Sixers over the Clippers, 120-110. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Tuesday night basketball scores from the Thunder Classic at Seneca in boys action. Atchison rolled past Jackson Heights, 74-21. Marysville took Hiawatha, 49-38. And St. Mary's Academy topped Nemahal Central, 53-39. Twin Valley League play on Tuesday in the girls' division. Onega beat Wetmore 58-12, and Troy took Axtell 54-28. In boys' play, Wetmore over Frankfurt 45-40, and Onega topped Lynn 50-41.
Come home Saturday with a full day of food and fun, all for a good cause in Home City with a Fur Bear Frenzy hunting competition for the guys, ladies' bunko games, as well as a free will chili and cinnamon roll meal wrapping up the evening from 5:30 until 7:30 at the Blue Valley Community Building. All proceeds to the Home City Ball Field and Community Projects, Saturday, January 22nd. Full details on the Home City Community News Facebook page, or for more information, contact Jessica Leese at 785-562-7817.
We'll get your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, the markets were a bit defensive early on Tuesday, but they made a rally late in the afternoon as far as grains are concerned. Here's how Tuesday finished out. As we look at the board, corn for March finished at 685 and a quarter. That's up 10 and a quarter. May corn finished at 682 and three quarters. That's up 9. Kansas City wheat for March finished out at 855 and three quarters. And that's up 12. Kansas City wheat for May, 849 and a quarter. That's up 9. Minneapolis wheat for March, 912 and a half. That's up a quarter. Minneapolis wheat for spring, for May, 907 and three quarters. And that's up 1 3/4. Taking a look at soybeans for March, 1539 and three quarters. That's up 12. Soybeans for May finished out up 10 and a quarter at 1537 and a half. Soybean oil for March, 63.84 final price. That's up 78 cents. Soybean oil for May, 63.50. That's up 60 cents. Cotton for March finished out the day at 82.82. That's up 53 cents. Cotton for May, 83.08. That's up 48 cents. Live cattle for February, 157 final price. That's down 72 and a half cents. Your high was 157.65. Low 156.32 and a half. Live cattle for April, 160.10. Final price, that's down 80 cents. Your high, 160.90. Your low, 159.45. Feeder cattle for January, 179.65. Final price, that's down $1.60. High was 181.20. Feeder cattle for March, 181.30. That's down $1.57.5. Your high, 183.22.5. And that's your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
There will be a land auction, 160 acres more or less, Marshall County cropland, located east of Oquito, selling at auction Friday, January 20th, 10 a.m. This farm consists of 103 acres more or less, upland cropland, the balance mostly pasture. There are some waterways. The farm's been in a corn and soybean rotation. The location has an established rural water meter and connected hydrant along Cherokee Road at the former farmstead area. The benefit unit will transfer to the buyer. The property is located along a good county rock road to the north and a township road to the east. This quarter section, 160 acres more or less, Marshall County cropland, will sell at auction Friday, January 20th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Blue Valley Technologies Building in Home, Kansas. Property selling for Kimberly Meyer. For inspection or details, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Olmsted Real Estate, broker and auctioneer.
It is becoming more and more common for consumers to buy meat locally. So if you're looking for marketing techniques to better reach them, then you should check out the new meat marketing workshops. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Dale Helwig, Cherokee County Ag Agent, gives insight to the upcoming local meat marketing workshops.
So with local marketing, folks can actually get a little bit more money from their animals by doing it locally and sourcing that meat. And also, one of the main reasons is, you know, for these small producers that only have 5, 10, 20 head, they go take those animals to the stockyards. They're not going to get the best price because they don't have the quantity of animals there. And then you're paying the commission charge. You know, so when you add all that up, when you look at their bottom line, they're not making a lot of money. But if we can take those animals, source them locally, people are willing to buy local meat. We can make a few more dollars, keep them in business a little longer, and actually build some relationships there in the community through this.
Helwig explains why these workshops will be beneficial and what attendees should expect.
Yeah, anytime you start something new, there's always those growing pains, you know. And as producers, we're really good at growing a product. We can raise anything that we want. Marketing, we struggle with. And how do you reach those local residents to sell that meat? And so that's a big focus on this workshop that we're going to have. And we're going to have David Biesick. He's a nationally known marketer. He's going to come talk. He's worked with Walmart and McCormick Spices. Some of the strategies that he's used, some of the strategies that they can develop locally or regionally. So where we're going to focus on that marketing opportunity, Facebook is great. You know, there's some problems with that. You know, there's also a lot of other sites out there that will allow you to sell products. So what are those? And just how do you get that message out to your local residents?
Helwig goes on to describe all the workshop details, including dates, locations, speakers, and registration.
We're going to start February 3rd in Wichita. This will be at the Sedgwick County Extension Office. They're in Wichita. And all these workshops will run from 10 to 3. And then at the end of the month, on February 24th, we'll be in Olathe, Kansas. And then March 3rd, we'll be in Parsons, Kansas at the Southeast Kansas Research Center there. We're going to start out with KDA talking about the regulations and the do's and don'ts, you know. And then we're going to have David Biesick talk about some marketing strategies. But then to wrap the meeting up, we're going to bring in some local producers that's already been doing this, already been successful. Now, some of these are the custom processing where they're selling quarter halves and wholes. And some of these people are selling USDA and KDA inspected meat to restaurants and individuals on small cuts. So we're going to have a gamut of people to listen to and talk to, and there'll be a Q&A, so we can definitely pick these panelists' brain. You can contact your local extension office on our local foods website. We do have a registration place. There is a $20 charge, but that's mainly for the lunch, and then lunch is going to be locally sourced products there for lunch. So we're going to try to help somebody out wherever we're located at.
That's Cherokee County Ag Agent Dale Helwig with insight on the upcoming local meat marketing workshops. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursdays are sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're still accepting early consignments for the sale tomorrow. Of course, you can find consignments online and additional details on their website. Sales Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 7:30 from KNDY. Winter mix of precipitation possible. Temperatures right at the freezing mark. It's 32 degrees this hour with a light rain falling. And we're right in between these fronts. To our south, anything south of I-70 is going to be rain, a moderate rain. The heavier activity down in south central Kansas, still on the moderate side. The heavier snow is up to the northwest, all of that tracking up I-80 and north. Here in the middle, we are going to see this winter mix possibility throughout the day today. Be advised, winter weather advisory with temperatures hovering around the freezing mark. Best in the middle 30s on the high side for today. Do have some weather-related postponements and cancellations. Most all the schools up in Nebraska are closed. Diller O'Dell and Southern both closed today with no evening activities planned. Nothing on the Kansas side of the border to report.
A herd or a flock are some of the common collective nouns we use for animals. We look at some of the more obscure terms today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 18th, the 18th day of the year. Actor Cary Grant was born on this day, and the web domain yahoo.com was registered in 1995. We all know a group of wolves as a pack or a bunch of fish as a school, and you may be familiar with an army of frogs or a murder of crows. But when you dig a little deeper into those collective names, you'll find terms ranging from the humorous to the downright bizarre. A group of apes, for example, is a shrewdness. Multiple owls are a parliament, while eagles make a convocation. There's an ostentation of peacocks or a mob of kangaroos, and some terms are just plain delightful. Consider an exaltation of larks or a kaleidoscope of butterflies. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big night of college basketball in the state of Kansas last night as the interstate rivalry between the Kansas Jayhawks and the Kansas State Wildcats ensued, leading to an overtime one-point victory for the number 13 Wildcats. The Jayhawks came into the game sitting number 2 in the national AP polls, but it wasn't enough to hold off the Wildcats as they finished the first half at 44-39 with the Wildcats on top of the Jayhawks. Kansas University came back in the second half, putting them into overtime, where the Wildcats put 11 points on the board. For the Jayhawks, it was all forward Jalen Wilson that put 38 points on the board in total for the game with 45 minutes of play. For Kansas State, it was both Desi Sills and Keontae Johnson that put 24 points on the board, each one playing 34 minutes in the game as well. The loss for the Jayhawks ties them with Kansas State again atop the Big 12 Conference, sitting 16-2 overall, 5-1 in conference play. The Jayhawks are now back at home to take on the number 14 TCU Horned Frogs on Saturday. Kansas State's at home against Texas Tech.
Marysville Bulldogs took the Hiawatha Redhawks for a second time this season, opening pool play Tuesday in the Thunder Classic in Seneca. Marysville 49, Hiawatha 38. But the Redhawks fought all night long, caught some late threes, but Marysville hit free throws down the stretch for the double-digit win, led by Jack Lauer with 20 points. Hiawatha's Cameron Boswell has 13. Marysville improves to 9-1. Hiawatha falls to 2-8. Bulldogs beat the Redhawks 49-38 opening pool play. Bulldogs are back in action versus St. Mary's on Thursday night, 6 o'clock tip-off live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1.
Tuesday night basketball scores from the Thunder Classic at Seneca in boys action. Atchison rolled past Jackson Heights 74-21. Marysville took Hiawatha 49-38. And St. Mary's Academy topped Nemaha Central 53-39. Twin Valley League play on Tuesday in the girls' division. Onega beat Wetmore 58-12 and Troy took Axtell 54-28. In boys' play, Wetmore over Frankfort 45-40 and Onega topped Lynn 50-41. Twin Valley League tournament semifinals continue Thursday and Friday at Washington County. With girls action Thursday, back in the bracket, Valley Heights meets Lynn at 6. Centralia faces Frankfort at 7:30. In the winners bracket, at 6 in our broadcast feature, Hanover girls meet Clifton Clyde. And at 7:30, Washington County will host Donovan West. On Friday, back in the bracket, Valley Heights meets Troy at 6. Centralia takes on Washington County at 7:30. Boys semifinals in our broadcast feature Friday. At 6, Axtell meets Clifton Clyde. At 7:30, Hanover takes on Blue Valley.
Want more Twin Valley League basketball coverage? Of course you do. Along with the great play-by-play action you'll get here on KNDY, check out the TVL Spotlight podcast, service of KNDY Radio. We'll have the stats, scores, and stories from the TVL tournament each and every day. The TVL Spotlight on TVLSpotlight.com or the podcast page at SunflowerStateRadio.com.
KNDY.